Second hour, only 40 more minutes, Josh Peterson.
What? 40?
40. We got 40 minutes, all right? We have 40 minutes to talk some sports. And you can hop in on the Acadian Girls Scratch Kitchen Hotline, 402-951-1620. Hey, this hour is presented by Werner Enterprises. We keep America moving. And quick reminder, 1620 The Zone's triple play, rewarding one faithful 1620 The Zone listener. Not just one prize, but three. Come downtown June 15th through the 25th to our booth in the Omaha Baseball Village and register to win the triple play, baby. Three great prizes, a Neon Coors Light sign, an Alcar Billiards pool table, and pizza for a year from Topper's Pizza. Full rules and details on 1620thezone.com. 1620 The Zone's triple play is brought to you by Coors Light, Alcar Billiards, Topper Pizza, and the station, always trying to hook you up. 1620 The Zone. I didn't know we were the stations always trying to hook you up, but I will. That's cool.
I like hooking people up.
I will take that.
Yeah,
will,
me too.
Okay, so we
got a lot of candidates.
Man.
We got a lot of candidates.
So we teased it. I don't know how we kind of stumbled onto this, but we stumbled onto it. That's the beauty of summer radio here.
Yep.
What outcome since the Pelini era began? So we're really looking at 2011 years, or 10 years pretty much.
Yeah.
What outcome of a game was the most... How on earth did that happen? How on earth did Nebraska lose that game? Mm-hmm. How on earth did Nebraska win that game? So it could be good or bad. What game did you walk away from thinking, how the hell did Nebraska win or lose that game? We started, I'm
during
like,
break,
we're like
run
10
candidates.
Deep, and we're like, dude, not even, we're, I'm not even like.
To 2012.
No.
Not the fact that 2009 has what? Do you have four games down right now from 2012?
I have,
or 2009,
2009.
Me?
Virginia
Tech.
You have Virginia Tech.
Oh my gosh.
You have Iowa State, 9-7, seven turnovers.
Oh my gosh!
To Paul Rhodes, I'm so proud.
Yeah.
You have the Big 12 championship game, 13-12, 1 second game.
Yeah. And the Missouri game,
and then the Missouri game on the road. You had four.
Oh,
how on earth did Nebraska lose those games? Kind of outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to 2010, and outside of the Big 12 championship game against Oklahoma.
Yeah, do we want to throw Texas A&M in that
you
year?
You could throw that, yeah.
You know, the 6-9 loss with all the penalties that they had in that one. Or
that game was so weird,
it
though.
It was. It's like hard to almost include it in this discussion. The other one that I would maybe throw in from that year is, I mean, the Texas one was strange, but how about the Iowa State game? Like, how did they win that game? After Iowa State scores, they go for two, the guy's wide open, and then Eric Haig
the
makes
worst
a huge
pat.
Play.
Was it really windy? Did the ball
I
hang?
Think so,
I think
yeah.
It was really windy.
Yeah.
So then you go to 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think we only had one from this year, right?
Probably Northwestern.
Northwestern. Or no, Ohio State. Ohio State.
Ohio State, the rain.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Northwestern
that game looked
was
like
really
it was
weird.
A wrap.
Yeah.
Why am I blanking on the 2011 Northwestern loss?
That was the one, like, Rex Burkhead fumble.
Oh, that was at, yeah, that's when,
it was at home.
Yes, Kane Coulter came in and, like, did his thing. Yeah, okay.
Nebraska
was
at the top 10 at that time, which is just weird.
That
to
is
say.
Kind of crazy. So that kind of, I always feel like that's one of those boring seasons in Nebraska football of the past 10 years.
Yes, it is.
2012.
We got a few candidates in this year. I mean, you have, how about, how in the world did they win against Wisconsin? That was a game in which they were trailing big early against a team that they always lost to. The Northwestern win that year was incredibly strange. The Michigan State
game on the road, with Jamal Turner game winner in the corner of the end zone.
The Penn State win that year. When I know
that was a game where Penn State scored
and they didn't give
it. They
like reviewed it, and there was the picture in the World Herald
the
next day.
It was clear they were in
the ball crossed the goal line,
not just like by an inch, like the entire ball crossed the goal.
And they said, and then the Nebraska like they hit it, and so they caused a fumble, but they didn't overturn it. That one was very strange.
And then that's probably. Because the Minnesota one was 38-14.
Yeah.
I mean, then Iowa was 13-7. That was a really windy, cold day.
Yeah, I'd say 2012. That's
about it. 2013.
You got some good ones in here. You got the how in the world did they win against Northwestern on the Hail Mary.
That, to me, I'm not so sure that isn't. Because, again, think about, I still go back to the Abdullah conversion on, was that fourth down? Northwestern to set up the Hail Mary.
It was like fourth and 15.
Fourth and 15. Abdullah catches it was like a check down.
Yeah, he had to get all of those yards by himself.
Well, and then how about
and then the throw, the Hail Mary.
Then you have the Hail Mary. I'm not so sure that game isn't up there for me.
So I have a different one that I am going to have number one for me, but I agree with you. That is a loss, or a win, excuse me, that it's like, how in the world did they win that game? Here's one. So they lose by 13, but the way in which they lost to Michigan State that year with all of those turnovers was
at
really,
home.
Really,
yeah,
really
that was
weird.
Bizarre.
Like, they played way better than they than they should have against a, you know, a team that ended up with only one loss that year.
And then we're into
Bo's last year.
2014, you have to begin with McNeese State.
Totally. That's, and there's another, Amir Abdullah single-handedly wins Nebraska football game.
You think back to that game.
Oh my gosh.
The fact that Nebraska was, were they up 7-0 and driving, and then, Tommy throws the pick six, and the whole game changes.
It did. Yeah.
And they were going to lose unless Amir Abdullah makes an all-world play.
Yeah, totally.
That's up there.
Yep. We were talking off the year, the Minnesota game later that year, they lose by four, and that the game, the thing I remember from that game is DeMorne Pearsonell catching the ball, was about to score a touchdown, and they fumbled it. And they were winning at the time, I think.
And then you think about the very next week, how they beat Iowa at Iowa in overtime.
How in the world did
do you punt to DeMorne Pearsonell?
Yeah, totally.
If you punted to DeMorne, in 2014, if you punted to DeMorne Pearsonell, you're getting fired instantaneously.
It was so much fun to watch. All right, 2015. So this is the year that's going to have my pick. But they're, I mean, every game almost is in this.
BYU.
Hail Mary. Miami, the comeback, and then they lose on the first play, basically, of overtime. All right, here's my choice, though. How did they lose to Illinois in 2015? How?
Yes.
How did they?
That
just
might be
run
the winner.
The ball.
That honestly might be the winner.
Run the ball. Like, they,
that's the winner. No, we, you win.
We,
you, that's the winner.
We talk all the time about, like, well, what if this happened? What if this happened? Like, all they had to do was run the ball, and the game is over. Like, literally. It's not one of, like, oh, they need this and this and this.
That's it.
Run the ball and you win the game.
That's the unless as we go season by season here, something else jumps out.
Yeah,
that's the ultimate. Oh my God, how on earth did they lose that game?
Would you throw the Michigan State game that year? It's like, how in the world did they win that game?
Yes, I because that was up there. Red Raiders, baby.
Red Raiders.
That was also another one of those games. I was at that game.
Oh, were you?
And
I had
how they let Westerkamp. There was one player on the. On the field that you had to guard if you're Michigan State.
And it was
Jordan Westerkamp.
Yeah.
And they let him get into like a deep middle part of the zone
multiple times. Yeah. To set it up.
So, yeah, you'd have to, you could throw that in, but at this point, the early leader in the clubhouse is without question Illinois. Okay, 2016, you could throw Oregon in.
I was going to say Oregon would probably be the best.
Other than that game.
I don't really see anything else from this season that it's like, how do they win or how do they lose? Like, for the most
part. How did they lose? No, I was going to say 62-3.
How wasn't it 82-3?
How was it not 82-3? No, I'm with you. Nothing there. 2017 then.
I got one for you from 2017 before I look at the schedule. And that is Northwestern. Weren't they up late, and then Tanner Lee threw like a really weird interception?
Yes.
I think you and I did overreaction.
Yes, that was one of those games that was just so grossly mismanaged.
Yeah. How did they beat Purdue the week before? That was such a bad team all year long.
Yes.
But the like I couldn't believe it when they beat Purdue. I was stunned.
So was I.
Yeah.
So was I. And then we get to last year. And you got to cut. I mean, obviously, you got Colorado.
Colorado. That's how the conversation began.
Yes,
we're wondering Colorado.
Colorado. Troy, not really. I mean, Troy was just a weird game.
In hindsight, the Troy loss makes all the sense in the world.
Yes. So that makes sense. Northwestern in overtime on the road.
That was, yeah.
Is insane.
Yeah.
But that's probably it.
It's a lot more losses than it is wins. That's
unfortunately.
For sure. Yeah.
Sorry. Husker hater radio.
Yeah. Our bad. You know, I mean, the Michigan State win, like, if you were to say, like, yeah, they're going to beat Michigan State 9-6, if I would have said that the week before, everyone would have laughed at me. So, in a way, that kind of maybe belongs.
I think you're right. I think, to me, my top two are the Hail Mary Northwestern 2014 or 2013, and then Illinois 2015.
Illinois, that loss.
Illinois is just still, to this day, Josh. To this day, it's crazy.
Oh, right. Good Lord.
All right, you can hit us up on the Cadence Grill Scratch Kitchen Hotline, 402-951-1620. Back after this on 1620 The Zone.